during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
God almighty, did you see what he did? We snuck the fullback over. Haynes has come running all the way across to the bench. We just stepped on their face with a hobnail boot and broke their nose.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Jim DeBose, sports doctor, coming at you.
And what's up there, sports doctor?
What's going on over there? Devin, you good?
You okay? Ready?
Yeah, man,
I'm a little concerned about focused? Devin before you start your intro.
I am concerned.
I'm always focused.
I'm concerned about him. He's zeroed in on something.
Yeah, and he's not going to be able to clear his mind of it because that's just
actually,
not who he is.
Yeah, I think he's going to let it just bother him, and it's going to eat away at him until he's just a big ball of nerves.
Yeah, well.
And then he explodes. On
he'll build an app for it.
That's what I'm trying to do now, but it's called the Anger App, and it's not working very well right now.
Well, if it's any consolation, Devin.
Yeah.
We love you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. That's what GRE's all about, friendship.
It's all about love.
It's all about love.
Friendship. And
Bernie Sanders.
And Bernie.
Feel
the burn.
It's like a weekend at Bernie up in here.
Joining me, as always, is David, the keeper of the breast milk, Jackson.
Wow.
We'll have to go.
We're going to have to tell that story.
We'll definitely got to tell it now.
You want to tell it right now?
Let's not do it right now. Give it just a minute. Let it savor.
Let's do it right
bit.
After the intro.
And, of course, Devin, give me my money, Ransom, is here with me as well. And we are together, GRE with Triple D, coming at you, going to bring it all to you today. I hope you're ready. We're going to do our best to make somebody angry. That's just what we do.
Well,
I'm sure we'll build a man.
I was thinking about this a couple of days ago.
Sure.
And I felt like...
No, we need you on our side.
I felt like we haven't really lived up to our original declaration when we started this
in
the last few episodes.
I think we have... Maybe not the last couple of episodes, but I think we have, but it's gotten to the point to where it's just so commonplace that we don't even notice it.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is.
I think that we need to re-energize the offending today.
I think so. So let's go into what we're going to talk about today. Local, but mostly national news with Devin. We're going to talk about some e-cigarettes. And are they or are they not safer than real cigarettes?
Hey, in case you hadn't heard, that won't last long.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They may catch your pants on fire.
And then we're going to talk about licking the Pope's monster. What'd you say?
Whoa, the Pope lick monster.
Oh, the Pope lick monster. Oh, okay. Wow. They're hunting for this urban legend.
I can
legend.
See how that got confused.
You can see my confusion, right?
Yeah, I got
okay.
It.
That's
right.
Pretty that's pretty graphic there, buddy.
I mean, I just was reading what I was written down. I mean, you know, my bad. Then we got mayor thieves. You know, people in high offices stealing. Go figure.
Go figure.
Yeah, evidently we have a city in uptown New York that is broke and needs the mayor to steal for them.
Are we going into the story now?
No, I'm just saying. Okay.
All right. And then we're going to talk about
the intro.
we're going to talk about the cyber attacks are on the rise. And Devin's going to go into a little bit of that, talk about some ways that maybe your insurance company might be able to help you out. Plug. TT with D is going to go into the driving cameras, the little cameras on your windshield that you can use and what you could use them for and what they do and how they work. And I think you might have a soapbox for us today.
I do.
And it's...
is it personal?
It's always, if it's a soapbox, it's always personal.
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with your bank?
No, it does not have anything.
That could be another one, though.
No, it could be. We'll save that for another day.
Okay, another day. Another soapbox.
We'll leave it a surprise. I may do that directly after the our tech talk.
There you go. Well, as we get into national Facebook news.
That is correct.
Yes. David's going to talk about, of course, Target. There's just so many directions we can go with that. And that's what we're going to do.
Target takes aim.
Target takes aim and misses.
So we're going to dive into that. And I think we may have a little difference of opinion inside my own household.
Going to dive into that gender first?
Gender first.
All right. Also, Black Lives Matter protesters now resorting. See, I'm telling you,
your handwriting.
That's terrible. To new measures. Yes, we've got to go into that.
We'll talk about that.
See what's going on there.
I'm looking forward to see kind of what new measures that they may.
It's interesting. It's kind of cool. And I wanted to kind of role play how I would handle that situation if I was in it.
Role play.
Listen, I'm not putting the dress on again. I'm not going to fall for that a third time.
Does this have anything to do with the licking the Pope's monster?
It does. No? It does not. But we'll discuss that later.
We'll also talk about the Cruz vice presidential pick. Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Trump is still ranting and raving and doing what Trump does best. And we'll go into some sports. I've got some of that for you. And basically what we're going to talk about is a little bit of this and that. Zippy Morocco passed away. I'll tell you who he is. Hector Oliveira is back in the news on the Braves real quick. Wrestler China. We'll talk about her and a little bit about Tom Brady. And David, you're going to like this. Ronda Rousey is going to be doing movies.
Hey, I'm down for that.
Well, I tell you what, man, Freddie Freeman, back on Tuesday, he got that great solo home run. The first home run in how many days? Yeah.
Hey, Devin accidentally tuned into the Braves game and saw me.
And I want to talk about a...
Whoa. No. I actually watched that game. Thank you very little.
And in one last sports story that I'd like to bring up during our sports section is that I want to talk about a walk-off two-run homer in local news to win the game.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
Sounds good?
We could talk about the third grand slam that the Braves gave up.
No, we don't want to do that.
Listen, we could talk all day on how wonderful they are, but let's move.
What are you people on dope?
So, David, hope you're ready. Disclaimers, so we can freely banter, discuss, and offend.
Okay, so here we go. Prepare yourselves. This is going to be epic. Epic, people. Get off your phones. This ain't phone mode time. This is none of the views and opinions expressed on the Gemini Ransom Effect. Are those views and opinions of 107.1 FM WJBB Radio, nor do they reflect any views and opinions of our wives and Professor D.
And if they did, they wouldn't tell you.
They sure wouldn't. Nobody cares.
Nobody really cares. Nobody cares. Sometimes Professor D does agree with us. But
every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
All right, so it is that time of the show where we are moving forward to local but mostly national Facebook news. National news.
It has nothing to do with Facebook.
Got that one wrong.
It may be on Facebook, but he didn't get it from Facebook.
He didn't get it.
Sometimes global.
No,
I never pull it from Facebook.
But it is that time, and I'm interested to hear some of these stories, and so we can discuss them. And before we do, we have to have your intro. Local news with Devin.
Yeah.
Jazzy.
Oh, that's always wonderful.
I think it's improved.
I've noticed is that we have intros for all the other ones. You know, Professor D has stepped up to the plate, and we have intros for National Facebook News, you know, TT with D, TTD, and you know, we have sports music, but we don't have anything for that. You know why?
Because ours is so good,
ours
it can't
is
be replaced.
So good, it cannot be replaced.
That's what I figured.
National Facebook News is the best one. I'm just saying.
It is.
Because of the news, that one?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, that was a terrible attempt at doing it, by the way.
Whatever. I thought that was pretty good. If you like it,
I think you should.
Go vote. Go vote on the Gemini Ransom Effect Facebook page.
I think you should spice it up. When you say Facebook, I think you should add something to it instead of just saying,
"This is Facebook."
Facebook.
not Facebook.
Facebook.
Book of Face.
Book of Face.
That's great, dude. That's great.
That's great. That's awesome.
So what's our first story up today? Look, I'm ready.
You know, I think we should, e-cigarettes. That's
a fad that ain't going to make it.
Well, it's a fad, you know.
It doesn't stand a chance.
There's not a snowball's chance in hell that it's going to survive. However, you know, it's funny because a lot of these places that ban cigarettes, you know, in their restaurants, lounges, all this other kind of stuff, they've also taken the steps of banning e-cigarettes. They're trying to figure out how to handle that. But the fact is that...
But it smells like blueberries.
That's right. It smells like blueberries. You can get them smell like... It smells like blueberries, strawberries, roses, whatever, all these different types of flavored e-cigarettes. But the fact is the smoke or puff that gets blown out is water vapor. It's not like the patrons in the restaurant are going to get secondhand smoke inhalation.
Well, that we know about now, because years ago when they started smoking cigarettes, they didn't think that you could get anything from secondhand smoke, and they soon realized they were wrong about that. And I think in the next few years, as the e-cigarettes take off, they're going to realize that the vapor that's coming off these things are probably not very, very healthy to be breathing in.
It's not secondhand smoke; it's firsthand spit.
It's firsthand spit.
Yeah. It's vapor.
It's
Thank
vapor.
You.
But it's an interesting topic, because we were sitting at the soccer game a couple weekends ago.
They call it vaping.
They call it vaping, and we're sitting on the stands.
Because they're cooler than
we are.
And
we got a couple kids who I look to me like they were not even 18 years old, sitting up on the stands probably about 20, 30 feet to my right, and, you know, and they're puffing on this vape thing, and all of a sudden, every couple minutes, you get this huge white, you know...
Whoa.
Cloud of vape come by, and it's got this weird, you know, smell to it.
It's called marijuana.
And all of a sudden, you know, Brandon, my youngest son, gets up. He comes over to Brandon. He goes, Mama, that guy's over there smoking, you know? And, you know, so it's the same thing that we deal with. I don't want to smell it, but however.
What did it smell like?
You know, it was a weird kind of a candy.
Hemp?
No.
it smelled like strawberries, and I didn't like the smell of strawberries.
But you know what I'm saying?
It's like
just
rope burning.
here's what I like about the e-vape. You know, it's so as far as we can tell, it's just killing the people using it.
Well, here's the thing. No, number one, there hasn't been. You know, they've tried to run tests, and the problem is these types of things are so new.
I got it.
I think Devin's going in a different direction with this.
I took it in my direction. Go ahead, Devin.
Well, the problem with this is, I mean, these things are so new that there hasn't really been enough tests to be able to say whether or not that breathing in this this chemical, basically, is what it is. It's a water-based chemical. Breathing it in is going to really harm you or not. You know, but the facts are in as far as it is substantially less harmful than regular smoking for inhaling that stuff into your lungs. And a lot of people say, well, this is, you know, the vaping or e-cigarettes, it's a gateway into, you know, regular smoking. Well, the fact is there's no evidence. There's no evidence out there to say that this is a gateway. Just like they say marijuana is a gateway drug, you know.
To heroin.
There's no evidence that say this is a gateway drug to normalize the habits of using cigarettes or anything else like that. And in fact, experts have gone in and said that e-cigarettes are a great substitution for someone to actually get off of smoking, you know, regular cigarettes.
You know who says that?
Who says that?
The people that make e-cigarettes.
Well, this is the this report came from the Royal College of Physicians. This came actually out of England, and one of the things that we found out.
So you know it's good.
Well, one of the things that we found out in our Ireland trip is that, you know, there's a lot of foods, there's a lot of things that are here in the U.S. that our FDA, Federal Drug Administration, by the way, says is that Food and Drug Administration? Whatever, Food and Drug. Food and Drug Administration goes in and says that. Yes. Is helpful and is good for you, that you know, these things are banned in other countries. Like, some of the things that we found out that's banned in other countries are citrus-flavored drinks. You know, you're not allowed to, manufacturers aren't allowed to have citrus-flavored drinks like Mountain Dew or the Nosses or the Monster Energy drinks. They can't have any of the citrus flavor.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
That's right. But, you know, these types of things, they are much more apt at banning things that they would deem harmful to somebody than us here in the United States. And I think that has something to say with the rule of cause of position, as to where we go in and go, oh my goodness, this person is vaping in this restaurant. You're not going to smell it. There's nothing bad for a secondhand person. And honestly, I would rather have somebody vaping in a car that has people in it than smoking in a car that has in it.
I mean, well, I agree. I agree with that 100%.
So, you know, but I tell you one person that evidently was vaping the wrong type of thing and may have been smoking maybe a little marijuana and doing this, but there was this mayor, and I don't know if y'all heard about this. This mayor in upstate New York is accused of stealing more than 100 road signs from the New York Department of Transportation and decided that it'd be a really good idea to use is actually 111 road signs. And he placed them in his local city, local municipality, so that their local municipality doesn't have to spend the money to replace their road signs. So they just took the road signs from the New York Department of Transportation.
Hey, he did it for the people.
Yeah, well, he was indicted on it, and he's due in court on May 3rd. It'd be kind of fun to go in and make a phone call, and maybe pull an update on this story next Saturday, and just kind of see where it's at.
Yeah. So, did they recover the road signs?
Evidently so, but he's been the mayor of Frankfort, New York, since June of 2004, and he actually worked for the Department of Transportation since September of 2001. So there you go, this guy.
I don't think he's the mayor anymore.
No, he's still mayor. They said he is actually still the mayor. He will continue to serve as mayor.
But they relieved his position as Department of Transportation worker.
Come to find out, he's the judge too, and he's presiding over his own case.
He was just working a second job. Leave the man alone, guys. Leave the man alone.
Whatever, man. That's just terrible. Absolutely terrible. So now, have you guys heard of the WOG? Out here in Winder. Ever heard of the WOG?
No.
You've never heard of the WOG?
Yes.
Negative.
Very recently.
You've heard of the WOG?
I've heard of the WOG.
Did you know that here in Winder, there is actually a inverted mud volcano?
Near Russellville.
Yeah. Do you know where Russellville is?
Absolutely do not.
I do not know where that is.
All right, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Russelltown.
Russelltown?
Yeah, I was confusing. Hey, David, Russelltown.
I don't know where that's at.
You know where the Walmart is in Winder?
Yes.
It's nowhere near there.
It's on the opposite side.
Okay.
Of Winder. It's over there actually near the
airport.
Municipal airport.
I know where the airport is.
Okay. So if you're going down Athens Highway and instead of turning left at the airport, directly on the other side of the road there is a outcropping of trees.
Yes.
And that is where the inverted volcano is. And the story goes is that there was that the Indians used to use it as a gateway to hell. And what they would do is they would go and they would take their captive prisoners and throw them in this mud volcano. And it was something similar to like the stuff that the like Yellowstone National Parks with the bubbling mud and stuff like that. It's actually pretty neat, but the WOG is a mythical creature that's like half dog and half wolf and half hog and all this kind of thing.
Of course it looks really weird.
But they say that it's
weird. How many halves does this thing have, man?
I don't know. It's all in all...
The math is not adding up.
That would be a quarter.
All in all, it's 150%
That would be a third.
That would be a third.
A third of this, a third of that, whatever. I was never a math genius. But when we come back, we're going to discuss the Pope Lick Monster that is this urban legend in Kentucky around... Tim Rose's neck of the woods. I think he was actually friends with the Pope Lick Monster, evidently.
Tim Rose naked in the woods.
That's right. <What? laughs> Probably is a picture of Tim Rose. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to get into that and a lot more. So stay tuned. You've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.